Good evening, and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. U.S. equities ended higher Monday, just off best levels, in a mostly uneventful day of trading. The Dow finished up 0.39%, S&P 500 up 0.32%, NASDAQ up 0.35%, and the Russell 2000 up 0.70%. Outperformers included electronic equipment, healthcare tech, chemicals, autos, A&D, biotech, ag machinery, casinos, utilities, and REITs. Laggards included software, road and rail, managed care, oil services, asset managers, regional banks, payments, dollar stores and off-price retail, and casual diners. Big tech was mixed, but Tesla a notable gainer on China headlines, and Apple had a strong session as well. Treasuries were firmer across the curve, the dollar index down 0.3%, yen strength the big story in FX amid intervention speculation. Gold finished up 0.4%, Bitcoin futures down 1.7%, and WTI crude settled down 1.5%. Not much shift in the broader narrative threads. Risk sentiment was recently boosted by additional traction behind the AI secular growth theme. Mostly better big tech earnings takeaways, above average Q1 earnings surprise metrics, and a largely in-line March core PCE print. In addition, there are some thoughts that the initial stagflation fear surrounding Q1 GDP may have been overdone. Last week's bounce also helped dampen supply pressure from CTAs and provided some cushion for key medium-term trigger levels. This week's FOMC meeting will likely be de-risked by the extent of the hawkish pivot repricing, with the market pricing in less than 35 basis points of rate cuts by the December meeting. There's also some skepticism that the Fed will give up its fate cut optionality over the near term, given expectations for the disinflation trend to resume. In macro news, the market gave up some strength in the later afternoon after the U.S. Treasury released Q2 borrowing estimates that were marginally higher than the January estimate. Investors are now looking ahead to Wednesday morning's refunding announcement. Elsewhere, April Dallas Fed Manufacturing Index was the only major economic release on today's calendar, where a headline was light of consensus and respondent commentary was cautious. Most of the market's interest in potential catalysts will come later in the week. Tomorrow brings Q1 ECI, house prices, Chicago PMI, and Conference Board consumer confidence. ADP private payrolls, final manufacturing, PMI, ISM manufacturing comes on Wednesday, along with the Fed decision, where a lot of focus will be on the balance sheet and Powell's tone during the press conference, where he's expected to say eventual cuts remain the base case, but the Fed will continue to wait on the data. Q1 productivity and unit labor costs, jobless claims, and factory orders are out on Thursday, and closing out the week, Friday brings non-farm payrolls, final services PMI, and ISM services. Another big earnings week is ahead, with 175 S&P 500 companies reporting, though the corporate news flow was light today. Apple caught an upgrade at Bernstein. Tesla, which finished up 15.3%, has reportedly secured Chinese approval to roll out their FSD in the country. Relatedly, Baidu was also up on news of a mapping deal with Tesla for FSD in China. Reuters reported Deutsche Bank is assessing options to settle post-bank acquisition claims. Domino's beat with comps ahead of consensus. AMC finished down 11.3% off its preliminary earnings, which sees revenue beat but EBITDA a bit worse, with management also noting that they expected the box office to continue to be challenged next quarter by last year's Hollywood strikes. SoFi finished down 10.5% with its earnings and revenue beating, but Q2 adjusted EBITDA and net revenue guidance coming in below consensus. Paramount up on news that Skydance and Redstone have offered concessions, while CEO Bob Bakish is expected to step down. Globe Life announced a $1.3 billion buyback. Fulton Financial was helped by the FDIC sale of Republic First Bancorp, while Heartland Financial will be acquired by UMB Financial. Deciphera Pharmaceuticals was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 72.6% off of news that it will be acquired by Japan's Ono Pharmaceuticals for $25.60 per share in cash. Tomorrow brings a packed earnings day. Pre-open, we'll hear from 3M, American Electric Power, Archer Daniels Midland, Coca-Cola, Eli Lilly, GE Healthcare, Marathon Petroleum, McDonald's, PayPal, and Cisco, among others, while after the bell, we'll hear from Advanced Micro Devices, Amazon, Caesars Entertainment, Mondelez, Prudential, Starbucks, Stryker, and Super Micro Computer. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.